I'm Ruth Kramer with Vision Network News. In northern Uganda, many of the refugee camps are desperate for clean water or any water at all. Survival goes to extreme measures. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles says their teams just repaired 5 hand pumps and established 3 additional wells in IDP camps. Wiles says clean water builds bridges to the gospel for a relatively small price.
We're talking about serving roughly 1,500 people. So for $1, you can provide one person with clean water for probably 5 years on an average. Most of these hand pumps will be functional for about 5 years without any significant maintenance. So that's a pretty strategic, high-impact opportunity.
Next, it's been over a month since the magnitude 8 earthquake in Peru, but the needs remain dire. More than 34,000 homes, 4 hospitals, and countless churches have been destroyed. Buckner International has since responded with 800 blankets, shoes, socks, underwear, and diapers to the displaced in 2 provinces south of Lima. Buckner's Leslie Chase says they were able to plant seeds of the gospel with the aid. Buckner's foster care and orphanage work in Peru. And massive migration in Africa by those with education and money has resulted in a lack of those needed resources. And without them, illiteracy and poverty reign in many places. CURE International's Lisa Wolf says they're fighting that with the concept of teaching hospitals. Wolf says their staff are also conscious of the evangelistic side of this work.
We place an equal emphasis on the physical healing of the child, as well as the spiritual healing. And we have been told by patients and their families and other people who have gone to visit the hospital that there is a real sense of compassion and a real demonstration of God's love.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.